We're back for your weekly dose of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth. I'm your host, Greg Tucker. The $64,000 question, or actually it's a heck of a lot more than that if you're honest, is how much do I need to save for retirement? It's going to be a lot more than $64,000, I can tell you. And it really is a very individual issue and a very personal issue depending on a whole range of factors and variables. Here to help us sort through some of those and maybe provide some guidelines is none other than Catherine Collinson, who is the president of the Transamerica Institute and Center for Retirement Studies. Catherine, help us sort out this critical question inevitably on everyone's mind at some point.
Our recent survey of 4,100 workers found that the median estimated retirement savings needs is $1 million. 28% think they'll need more than $2 million for retirement. That's a lot of money. However, there is a big kicker there. And when we asked, how did you come up with this? Half said they guessed at the amount. Only about 1 in 10 had actually run a calculation.
So we got to take the guesswork out of this, and it really does come down to a personal calculation, an individual assessment of circumstance. So how do we do that? How do we take out some of the guesswork? Are there any general rules or guidelines that you can suggest?
Again, this is a really big question because many financial experts and institutions talk about rules of thumb. Some say that you need to save 8 times your annual pay. Do the math, that's a lot. Others say that's not enough and you should save 10 to 15 times your annual pay. Another measure is income replacement. Some say that you need 80% of your annual income when you retire. You don't need the full 100% because you're not saving for retirement anymore. Others say that you need more than 100% of your annual pay because later in life, you can expect higher healthcare expenses. So the only thing the experts really agree on is that it's a very personal question and you need to run your own personal calculation.
A lot of people, as we've covered already many times on this on our program, is, you know, will continue to work after retirement. Well, that's got an enormous impact. You know, if you enter retirement, you're going to work part time. That's going to be a supplement to your income. You've got Social Security benefits are also a factor. You referenced long-term care issues or health care issues. People are living longer than ever before. So there are a whole range of factors that need to be taken into account. Let's give some practical advice. What do people need to begin doing if they haven't already done so?
Our first order of business is running the numbers. Try an online calculator. Go in, run the numbers based on your own personal facts and circumstances, and you'll notice that the calculators actually come out with different answers. And that's because often they have used different assumptions in terms of life expectancy, interest rates, inflation. Pay close attention to them all and find the range that works best for you. Another alternative is seek the professional expertise of a financial advisor. The reality is we spend 30 to 40 years in our working lives saving enough that we can help fund 20 to 30 or more years of retirement. This is serious business that requires serious attention.
I think the basic message is it's never too late. There are great tools and resources out there, so make use of them. Catherine, that's all we have time for, and thanks for joining us here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, here on WYPR, your NPR news station.